probably heard of MDs, medical doctors, but what about another type of physician, NDs? As WNPR's Patrick Scahill reports, naturopathic doctors want to be allowed prescribing rights in Connecticut.
Connecticut hosts one of only a handful of naturopathic medical colleges in North America at the University of Bridgeport. David Brady is vice provost there, and he's also a naturopathic doctor who practices in Fairfield.
The modern naturopathic physician is really trained as a generalist.
And while they can diagnose, order laboratory testing, and use botanical medicines to treat disease, what they can't do is write prescriptions.
Clearly, there are times when a patient has a scenario or a situation where they really do need a medication. You know, if they have an acute urinary tract infection, or they have strep throat, or, you know, they have significantly elevated blood pressure persistently, it's prudent to treat them with the right drug therapy.
Other states like Vermont and Maine allow naturopaths to write prescriptions, but in Connecticut, a naturopath needs to write a referral, which Brady says doesn't properly serve patients and undercuts the competency level of NDs, who typically spend 4 years in postgraduate medical training. But David Emmel, an ophthalmologist from the Connecticut State Medical Society, says today, naturopathic training doesn't give students enough real-world clinical exposure that's needed to effectively prescribe modern drugs. He says MDs get that training during internship and residencies.
The burden is really on the naturopaths. If they want to enter this arena to show that they're changing what they're doing and to find ways of getting their people trained, they need to have better clinics. They don't have those. They need to find ways of collaborating better with MDs and bridging that gap.
Currently, both sides are debating the issue before the Department of Public Health. Naturopath David Brady says NDs are open to a temporary prescribing arrangement with medical doctors or other clinical professionals, and he hopes to bring a compromise back before the state legislature next year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.